And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 26th of September, 2025. Today is World Cassowary Day. For those who may not know, the cassowary is a large, colored, flightless bird that roams across the southern hemisphere, living in countries such as Papua New Guinea, parts of Indonesia, and Australia. Standing tall at about 5 feet, cassowaries have a peaceful disposition. These birds are built like athletes, boasting strong legs for defensive kicks, impressive leaps of up to 5 feet, and sprint speeds of up to 30 miles per hour. They also sport formidable 5-inch claws, handy for self-defense and digging up fallen fruits. What truly sets cassowaries apart, though, is their striking appearance. With a bright blue head, red wattle, and a black body covered with hair-like feathers, they're a visual spectacle. Their so-called helmets are thought to assist cassowaries in detecting distant, low-frequency sounds, a skill called infrasound. Father cassowaries take parenting very seriously, spending 9 months raising their young. Their population is only about 4,000 in Australia due to habitat loss. Thus, there is an urgent need to draw attention to their role in the local ecosystem and the need to protect them. They're considered a keystone species because of their unique talent for spreading large seeded fruits, which helps maintain rainforest diversity. And their dung serves as fantastic fertilizer, creating a fertile environment for seeds to thrive. Preserving cassowaries isn't just about saving a magnificent bird, it's about safeguarding all the other creatures that share their habitat. The release of the multiple award-winning documentary Peaceable Kingdom, The Journey Home, was on this day in 2009. Peaceable Kingdom, The Journey Home explores the powerful struggle of conscience experienced by several people, including Howard Lyman and his wife, Willow Jean Lyman, from traditional farming backgrounds who come to question the basic assumptions of their way of life. A riveting story of transformation and healing, the documentary portrays the farmers' sometimes amazing connections with the animals under their care, while also providing insight into the complex web of social, psychological, and economic forces that have led to their inner conflict. Interwoven with the farmers' stories is a dramatic animal rescue work of a newly trained humane police officer whose sense of justice puts her at odds with the law she is charged to uphold. With strikingly honest interviews and rare footage demonstrating the emotional lives and intense family bonds of animals most often viewed as living commodities, this groundbreaking documentary shatters stereotypical notions of farmers, farm life, and farmed animals themselves. The publication of Animals in Heaven, A Catholic Pastoral Response to Questions About Animals by Terry Martin was on this day in 2024. Christians of all traditions have often puzzled with the question, do dogs go to heaven? Drawing on Catholic teaching and on his long pastoral experience as a parish priest, Terry Martin expands that concept to consider wider issues around all animals, domesticated and free living, and why they are here. Within the context of Christian faith, he seeks to understand the place of animals in God's complex creation and the relationship that human beings have, for good or ill, with those animals. More than that, he looks at the big questions which so many ask about who, under God, animals are, and what meaning, if any, animal lives have from a Catholic Christian perspective. And here's a portion of Percy Bysshe Shelley's famous poem, Queen Mab. No longer now the winged habitants that in the woods their sweet lives sing away flee from the form of man, but gather round and prune their sunny feathers on the hands which little children stretch in friendly sport toward these dreadless partners of their play. All things are void of terror. Man has lost his terrible prerogative and stands an equal amidst equals. Happiness and science dawn, though late, upon the earth. Peace cheers the mind. Health renovates the frame. Disease and pleasure cease to mingle here. Reason and passion cease to combat here. Whilst each unfettered o'er the earth extends their all-subduing energies and wield the scepter of a vast dominion there. Whilst every shape and mode of matter lends its force to the omnipotence of mind, which from its dark mind drags the gem of truth to decorate its paradise of peace. From Shelley's poem, Queen Mab, this has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that animal lives have value.